Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me today, and once again, in a year in the Word. Amen. Glory to God. We must be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. That is where we actually find peace. That's where we find out what the definition of love actually is. And of course, it's the perfect way to become consistent in being Bible readers is to go through, you know, these kind types of series that will last the entire year and that will take us through every single scripture in the Word of God. Amen. We're looking for the Lord to give us a revelation of His Word. We're looking for salvation to be formed out of this, for deliverances to come forth, for healing to go forth in bodies. Amen. For minds to be cleared. Glory to God. We're looking for a mighty move of God as we read through the entire Bible on this year. And we give God glory for the things that He has done already. He's already bringing forth revelation. He's already bringing forth clarity of mind. He's already healing bodies. He's already formed breakthroughs in the earth, and we are experiencing them. And we give glory to God, amen, because He is the one that is doing all of this just for us, amen. He is the God of our salvation, the God of peace. He is our girl and our help. He is our strength. He is the one, amen, that we come to when we are in need. He's a present help in the time of trouble. And His word says that His name is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and are safe. He is our safety net on today. So if you feel like you're in danger, if you're in the midst of a situation that you don't understand, the Lord is your safety net, and He is your salvation. He is your provider and your keeper. He's your strength on today. Amen. And we give glory to Him. Amen. Today we're reading from Psalms 18 through 20. Psalms 18 through 20. And we are going to continue to read from the New King James Version of the Word of God. So if you go ahead and get your Bibles ready. Amen. And prepare yourself to pray. We're going to go before the Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord God, for another day. We thank You, oh Lord. We thank You for allowing us to open our eyes on today. We give glory to You, Lord, for all that You are. We thank You, Lord, that You are our strong creator, our help in the time of trouble. You are our strength. You're the one who regulates our minds. You're the lifter of our heads. Lord, You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Oh, God, in any time there's warfare going on, we thank You, Lord God, because Your presence is there, because You said that You would never leave us nor forsake us. And we give glory to You on this morning. Lord God, in all of Your majesty, Lord, we give You glory and we honor You, oh God, because we are looking, Lord God, at Your creation, at the framework world, and it is so beautiful, and the things that You've done for us already. Lord God, we praise You for our health and for our strength. We praise You, Lord God, that You didn't let us go crazy when we were going through all that trouble. We give You glory, oh God, that even if we're in trouble right now, You are present and You have the answer. Oh God, we thank You. Oh Lord, move in the midst of Your people even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let Your healing virtue flow, Lord, through each and every mind, body, and soul. Let every cell, Lord God, align itself with the Spirit of God even right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, remove, Lord God, those things that have been harmful to us, Lord, and even those people that have been harmful to us, Lord God, those connections we've made that we should have never made. Oh, Lord God, remove those people, Lord God. And we invite You, Lord God, to move in the midst of our lives and bring the people into our lives that will help us to perform our purpose. Lord God, let God arise and His enemies be scattered. And we recognize that everything that has come against our purpose is awesome. Excuse me. Is also against the purpose of God. So we give you glory on this morning, Lord, because we know that you are moving in the midst of it all, and we just surrender ourselves to you, Lord God, that you might continue to move and to help us as we go forward. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me, I hope everyone is still in attendance. Amen. I just need to get a sip of water. All right, we are reading from Psalms 18 through 20. Amen. Glory to God. And it says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the earth also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with the hailstones of coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of your breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. Devilish, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. And as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect and makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places.
He teaches my hands to make war so that my hands can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. Pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I take back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. As a people, I have not known. As a people, I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideout. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and the night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Stand his errors. Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your patience. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 18, chapters 18 through 20. Amen. May the Lord bless the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me each and every day for a year in the Word. Amen.